97.4 Cool FM. Start fire. This Olga, Mike Kroger from Nickelback on the Z.
Down backstage at the Odyssey with Mike Kroger.
Yes, ma'am.
How's life? Are you all set?
Yeah, ready to go. You know, we're still new on the tour, so it's a little more exciting than normal because there's mistakes to be had out there.
Yeah, but that's okay because you learn, don't you, by your mistakes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, hopefully no one will notice, but, you know, there will probably be a few little times.
So normally the kids are, like, on the tour bus. Are they there with you this time?
They gotta be in school. Actually, right now my son is being presented with a Citizen of the Week Award at school.
Excellent.
He's such a good boy. So, yeah,
excellent. Really, so do you miss Canada then when you turn?
I don't live in Canada anymore. I live in Hawaii now. I've moved to the Hawaiian Islands, which is, I miss that place a lot. Yeah. I miss Canada quite a bit, but we've been in Canada a lot making the album.
Yeah, because you're originally from the Calgary side of Canada,
that's
aren't
right,
you?
Yes.
And you still have family back there?
Yeah, lots. Yeah, absolutely.
So where do you fit in musically into Nickelback then, Mike? You're the bass guitarist.
The bass, yes.
And do you do vocals?
I don't sing, only in the shower.
So is it only Chad, the brother, who does? Chad writes the lyrics as well, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, we write the lyrics together.
Excellent.
We get involved creatively writing the things. This time in the studio, there was moments where he would take the bulk of it, and then other times when we would collaborate. Yeah.
What would you say inspires you guys lyrically? Some of them are quite blokey, but in a really good sense. You know, it's like, hey, you know, we're the lads, but, you know, we've got feelings as well, and you seem to tap into something lyrically there. Would that be just life experience?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just, it is real life. You use the I think, the right term. Real life is what inspires the things that you hear from us.
You know, obviously you're married and you've got kids and stuff. How do you fit all in? When you're not touring, is that just 100% like family time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I just don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I really don't take it seriously at all. This is the good part, you know, getting to play the shows and all that, but all that red carpet stuff and, you know, whatever. And it's really false, unfortunately, you know, they call it showbiz because it's all a show. We don't really place a lot of importance on image, you know?
Yeah.
That's taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
We just don't take it too seriously.
I think as long as you can kind of cut through the crap, that's
that's
it.
Yeah.
97.4 Cool FM. The Z.
Hi, I'm Olga, and I'm here right now with Mike from Nickelback. So tell us about the new album then.
Well, it's just about finished. There's just a little bit more work to do, just a little tiny bit more to do. We're going to head back after this tour is over on the 22nd. We're going to head back and just put the last finishing touches on it, get it mixed and ready to go, and then start promoting another album.
And is it very different from the previous albums?
No, it's not. There's moments where it's heavy. There's moments where it's a little on the lighter side, just like the other albums, you know.
If someone was to ask you, okay, what song would kind of timeline Nickelback's career, is there one song in particular?
There's one song in the new record that I was talking about earlier called This Afternoon, and it is probably the song I feel closest to because I think I wrote more lyrics in that song than I have in any other thing, or more... I just have more creative input, but more so than that is we did all the creative work over a kind of a festive scene in the studio. Got into the nasty red wine and just had a great time, and we actually recorded some of the ambient noise that we were making. We recorded some of like what was going on. You'll see it would fit in really, really well in a lot of the pubs on your island here.
Well, listen, it's been fabulous to meet you, and it's just so cool what you guys are doing. It's excellent to know that Belfast is in your lineup as well, and we really appreciate it because I know I've had so many emails, texts, and
I've been hearing about your crowds here. I hear how they're active. Yes.
don't worry though, because I did hear a wee rumor about a Barcelona concert. Was it Barcelona when someone threw bottles?
Oh no,
that
was somewhere in Portugal.
Portugal.
Yeah. It's not
friendly.
Not that kind of active. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you get a show from the stage.
Don't you worry, I'll go down, I'll karate kick them where it hurts. Well, Mike, it's been lovely. Thanks a lot.
Nice to meet you.
Cheers. Nice to meet you too.